Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Get this show started. Yes, that's DM Warwick. We call her Auntie. She is being honored by the Kennedy Center. That we're gonna congratulate her. And pull it up. It says here, congratulations to the iconic museum on one of the new Kennedy Center honorees. This work is part of the 14th Honor Ceremony Washington, D.C.'s work in the 60s, the new for the superstar starting team of Kurt and Hal Davis. Discography includes multi-eight of hits, both with and without background. Includes Stay Little Prayer and Whispers of the Kennedy Center. And, you know, teens get on too, but they get the Mark Twain Award. Teens get honored by the Kennedy, it's the Mark Twain Award. And I forgot, it's not just, I forgot the comedian that's being nominated, the comedian thing nominated as well. I can't remember who it is. So, get into the topics. So, let's talk about this. It says, rapper Slim purchased a neighborhood and constructed several affordable homes to create community. Appreciate. I wholeheartedly appreciate what Snoop Dogg has done. So here's, I'm pulling up from now. It says, Snoop Dogg, the renowned rapper, turned businessman, has long been a representative of Houston, Texas, not content merely the title Houstonian. He has taken active steps to address the challenges of gentrification in his city. Understanding the detrimental effects of skyrocketing property prices and displacement of residents, Slim Thug founded Life Construction and dedicated to building affordable homes without compromising quality. His efforts, alongside other notable Houston like Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, exemplify a commitment to uplifting the community, ensuring everyone has a place to call home, taking action against gentrification. In an interview on Swear's Universe in 2017, Slim vocalized his concerns about gentrification and the adverse effect it has on lower-income neighborhoods. Rather than merely laminating the issue, he decided to make a difference, recognizing that people were being forced out of homes, established welfare structure to provide affordable housing options. The company's mission is to foster a community, families, and professionals, respective of their income levels. Building affordable homes, like to construct affordable homes that meet the needs and expectations of residents, while assuring affordability, they do not compromise quality by investing in business infrastructure. Community programs, Dogs Company actively vibrant neighborhood individuals, from diverse income backgrounds, a commitment to providing housing options that work for all Houstonians, demonstrates a genuine concern for the community's well-being. Slim's dedication to his city extends beyond his entrepreneurial. In 2014, he was honored with his debut in Houston, which inspired him to do more for the community. Leveraging the opportunity, he discovered the land and city development authority, LARA, lots which allow affordable home builders to acquire land for a nominal fee. Slim Thug sees the opportunity to obtain a spot and constructing affordable. Furthermore, he goes the extra mile by assisting qualified individuals on payments, making it easier for them to move into their new homes. Collective efforts for positive change. Symptoms committed to affordable housing as part of a broad movement among Houston natives to give back to their city. Fellow historians Leon St. Kelly wanted to partner with Harris to develop permanent housing for the homeless community. This initiative, supported by the Coalition for the Homeless, has already led to a 20% reduction in homelessness in the city. The involvement of Johnson and Coalition adds significant weight to this endeavor, and their longstanding support for the community resonates deeply with his Houston residents. Conclusion, Slim Thug's proactive approach to combating gentrification and dedicated to providing affordable housing and highlights commitment to the city and its residents. Prospect, he has the opportunity to find young people to find affordable quality. This initiative, coupled with the efforts of other Houston natives like Beyonce and Roland, demonstrate powerful collective action, creating a positive change. As these influencers invest in their community, they inspire others to follow and contribute to the of society. So yes, I appreciate what Slim Thug is doing, Kelly Rowland and Beyonce has done, which I never heard of. I never heard about Beyonce and Kelly building living for the homeless. And here, so now we have an article about Thug. So yeah, I heard it. I do appreciate Slim Thug for doing that, because I think if we did that in New York City, then because what this article that what Kelly and they did by home for the homeless, it cracked down on home. There wasn't the percentage of people was homeless on the street lower than what it had been. So if New York was to do the same thing, New York was saying, if New York was to do the same thing, that much homeless in New York. I'm going to play a quick song, and I will get to the show.
Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait to start.
that was 2020, the classic anniversary. Was that six?
No. Not six, you said call in early. Heartthrob from the 80s.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Here you were playing those Tony boys. What is that, Tony?
It's only three times.
Oh. Just three?
Yep.
Tune right there. What's up?
I'm doing the show. That's what's up.
All right. What we're talking about tonight? What's the topic?
So I just finished talking about Slim Thug building affordable housing in Houston.
That rapper guy?
Yes, the rapper guy.
All right. So he's doing something good with his money. That's good. That's good.
And Dionne Warwick being honored at the center. You know,
what happened to Dionne Warwick?
What?
What's going on with Dionne Warwick?
She's being honored at the Kennedy Center.
Well, it's about time. She deserves it. They honored me at the Kennedy Center.
What's your favorite Dionne Warwick song?
Do You Know Your Way to San Jose? I love that. I love the Solid Gold theme song. That's what friends are for. And basically anything she did, you know, her and Burke Bacharach, you know, they were a powerful couple, you know. Anything, you know, I like it.
Okay.
Deja vu. Did you have deja vu? I ain't heard that since I've been touring. Deja vu. Could you be the dream that I once knew? Is it you? I can remember you. I remember in me. Deja vu. Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah.
Dun-da-da-dun. Yeah. Yeah, get some of that deja vu on.
I don't have any Dion on the board to play any.
Why not?
I don't.
What do you mean? She's a soul sister. You got any Dolly Parton?
No.
Britney Spears?
No.
Well, who the hell do you have on your board?
excuse me. Temptations.
Deja vu. Could you be the dream that I once knew? Is it you? That's a bad soul sister right there. Yeah. So what are we talking about tonight? Dionne Warwick, the thug guy.
So,
affordable housing, that's great.
Everybody, Young G and Jeannie Mai getting a divorce, and it was put out that she was blindsided by the divorce. But she recently did an interview with Jenna Hudson, and stories have come out to say that he has cheated on her. So they have a prenup, so you know when it's prenup involved, he takes his assets with him. He takes all assets with her.
But what about the community? What about the community property? What about that car?
Let me finish. Because he's claiming that he cheated. In the prenup, it says that if he cheats, he's supposed to pay her money because he cheated. Not knowing if it's true or not that he cheated, but...
What kind of stipulation is that?
So, if you are married... and you
Yeah.
That's the, I want you to sign a prenup so that
yeah.
if ever to divorce, all your assets go with you, all my assets go with me.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, you put in the stipulation about cheating, meaning that if I made cheats, let's just say, depending on how much money you have, because not a lot, not everybody has a lot of money.
A lot of it.
So, let's say you cheat.
I'm from 80, a lot of it.
Let's just say you cheat, and your mate says, well, divorce because you cheated, you have to not pay me $1 million.
That's peanuts. That's peanuts. I'm a heartthrob from the 80s.
Now, if you put that in the prenup, you abide by the prenup. So that means when the divorce happens, she gets the $1 million because you cheated. But people think he cheated because when the news came, news broke that he was divorcing her, she was blindsided by it. So how could you be blindsided by getting a divorce and wanting to save your marriage and then to now wanting money from him because of the...
I think they got married too early anyway. That's the problem with these young guys, these young celebrities. They get married for the limelight, they get married for their friends and everybody except them too. And that's where you have the problem. What was that?
The reason for their divorce is because of her family. Because, remember, Jeezy's from Atlanta. He doesn't live in L.A. He's from Atlanta. He's living in Atlanta. So he don't mind flying back and forth to LA if he has to. Living in Atlanta. He married her. He moved her in to the place that he had in Atlanta. And for me, it's okay if, your parents are in age to your parents in.
Yeah.
But it gets... I think that would be okay with any person if my parents are in age to where I have to look after them. That means it's not fine that with us. But when your brother starts living with us and he's a grown man that he's his own person.
No.
Grown man living in my household, and he can be having his own place, so he's comfortable to do own thing.
Damn right.
She moved the brother in, the parents in, you know, family in. Basically, she moved her family in, and it's like, it's going to be too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she's the Jeannie Myers oldest, or if her brother is, but picture, let's say a 46-year-old man his or her husband. That don't even sound right. It don't even sound right. This 47-year-old man, he's living with his sister and brother-in-law.
He didn't do something right. If he's 40 years old, living with his sister and brother-in-law, he didn't do something right.
The only people that should be living in that house is Jeezy, Jeannie Mai, and the baby.
He's supposed to have his own pad.
Like, I get it because, you know, she's Vietnamese, so you...
I don't care if she was... See, he's supposed to have his own place.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
He can boogie down with his chicks. His own place.
She is Vietnamese, and I think, you know, their culture is different than American culture. You know, they take care of their family, regardless, so they're going to have family live with them. If they have families to do it, they're going to have their family live with them. You're not Vietnam. So when you're in America, you still have your culture, your Vietnam culture, you brought it with you. And not what you do in America, because if you live by yourself, if she is living by herself, yes. But now that you're married with a husband and a child, your brother who is 14 years old should not be living with y'all. Yes, he can come. You know, he can come over whenever he wants, but no, he can't live there. Like, I get it. I'm close to my family, but I have my brother live with me if I'm married with children. And I get it. She's been living in L.A. her whole life, and he's in Atlanta, so, like, you know, It's different. Atlanta's different than LA. So, but yeah. So now she's trying to throw it out. That's what she's doing, trying to throw it out there that he did it. Which I think he did. Because, I mean, if he did, the woman is, she's on her. How they get it? She's gonna come out of the woodworks to spell a beat. She ain't gonna wait. Now that she know that they divorced and get her man. Why wait? Just things. But I don't believe that he cheated. I think he's saying that so the blame won't be all her or why they get divorced. So, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
You know, Taylor and her ex and her, they're getting divorced. And the when she filed divorce papers, we put their so when people pick up their records for their divorce, you're only going to see their initials. And so recently it came out that, you know, he went and put their names on the papers, on the divorce papers, instead of just leaving it how she had it. But just issues, nope. He made sure that they this is how you open the door have people in your business. Because if you're looking up, even though it's a record, but if it's just, if she's just her initials, his initials, I mean, if she put just his initials and her initials, when you look it up, you never know what's done because it's just initials. So, yeah. But, and you know, talked about the sexual assault, the Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose, L.A. Reid, Pierre, a lot of, so, I didn't know, but you know, watch a lot of these, well, someone has mentioned, I can't remember where I heard from, that Bill Cosby has a new sexual assault case. I was watching TGIF and they mentioned it. Yeah. So, Bill Cosby has a new sexual assault case. They were saying why now is she out and saying something when the 30 plus women came out before and he was on for it, why she didn't come out then. Like, I've said this on every time we talk about the assault cases, I said, you can tell your story without mentioning any names. If you were sexually assaulted by a celebrity, you can tell your story without mentioning any names, and your story will get out there. On social media, we'll do the thing for you to figure out who this person is you're talking about, and then they will share their name. I mean, so they will do all of that, will tell who it is for you. And all you have, when they ask you, and there's a question, you can confirm it or deny it. Bill Cosby, what, 87? What, he's old? You know what I'm saying? For that to come out now to say he has another sexual assault case. And I think this is stemming from, because when I read the articles, the adult, damn, I forgot of it, the law that just expired in New York. And I also have one in California, which expire to 2026, which, and I can't remember the name now, it's not coming to me, but which is, allows victims of sexual assault to file civil lawsuits against the accuser. Anybody who had anything to do with it. So, meaning, if it happened at fancy hotel, to the person who sexually assaulted you and the hotel, because they allowed it to happen, or whoever was there at the time, they allowed it to happen. So just like in the Jamie Foxx story, where the girl said security saw what he was doing to her, and they walked away, she didn't sue the security restaurant where it happened at, and she could sue the restaurant as well and have them partially to blame for what happened to her. So, But as I always say, you can sue civilly, but you can't sue criminally because it's going to be hard to prove. A lot of these celebrities who are being sued are suffering because they don't want to drag out, they don't want to go to trial. Because now, if they go to trial, they're going to bring up, for the young lady who's the victim, they're going to bring up in this case. To try to say you are a screwist. They're lawyers, and lawyers are going to change the shreds in that trial. Yeah. Even if their client do it, they're going to rip the shreds if their client. You know, somehow, some way, try to prove that you were promiscuous, and that You were at the club flirting with this celebrity, whoever this is, out at the club. You were flirting with them, Like Axl Rose case, she said before she was sexually assaulted that when she went back to this hotel room, she said she would have slept with him. But when she saw how he treated this other woman, she ran and left his hotel room. He got rid of the other woman, went her back to his room, and has said she was assaulted. But she's in the article, it says she said she would have slept. And it's only because he's asked of Guns N' Roses. But he was just playing on Axl was a part of that group, but she still wanted to sleep with him. Probably not. They're going to throw a lot of stuff at... They're going to say a lot of stuff in this case at the trial. That's going to make this woman look bad. To where... If it's a jury trial, that it might go in somebody's favor. Where you're going to rip this person to shreds. And she's going to feel like she's being re-victimized. Because it's... So, you know, Major, he's on trial now for his assault case against he was there, and I'm sure that if they dropped 50% of the charges that was on him, so 50% of the charges that was put on him, they would drop. Because remember, even though he was arrested for, she was also arrested. They both was arrested. Thing once he went through everything that he was in charge for, it was like, and that's why some of the stuff got dropped. But she was arrested as well. Cases, sexual cases, are hard to prove when you don't have any evidence. A lot of you, I'm not saying. Women, yeah, instead of going to the hospital to get a rape kit on you because you feel so ashamed, you take a shower. And when you take a shower, you're rinsing the bodily fluids of the person you claim who sexually assaults you or raped you. Because if you go to the hospital, the rape kit done, his body fluids will be on you, because they're not any person who's raping is gonna pull out a condom and put on the before he rape you. No, he's gonna get right to him and do it. And we've talked about this before, I think, Jackson Road, where men get sexually assaulted by women, and when they tell their story, they get laughed at. And that's a sad situation right now. That when women come out and tell their stories, a lot of people want to assume these women being promiscuous, and that's not even the case. Or they were dressed scantily clad, and that's not even the case. And when these men tell their stories, they get laughed at, even by their own peers. Like, a man telling another man he was sexually assaulted, and they start laughing. And it's not funny. It's not a funny situation if it's a man or woman being sexually assaulted. So.
Yeah.
These sexual cases are going to be coming out with celebrities. More and more celebrities are going to become, more and more news is going to be with different, more celebrities of sexual assault. And some say I'm not surprised. I mean, when I say, wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Diddy's sexual assault case out. Since Matron and the latest thing he has done is he took this picture and he morphed it to Kelly's face. He posted it on social media with a caption, and I don't remember the caption or the picture. So it was like,
wow.
He morphed R. Kelly's face into Diddy's.
Oh, wow.
And 50 Cent Diddy don't get along. Because when 50 Cent was coming out, Diddy assigned him the Bad Boy, but he was trying to get a shit deal, and 50 was like, nope, not signing with you. And I think since then, he's never really liked Diddy. And they dated the same woman. But I think he dated her first, and then Diddy did. But not around the same time, but they did date the same woman. So, I think this Sunday, if I'm not, or later in the month, the Grammy is doing celebration of hip hop. They put together a celebration of hip hop. And I think, I'm not sure if it's this Sunday coming up or later in the month, so I'm going to look it up, make sure. I'm looking it up.
A lot going on in the news.
I found it. Here we go. my thoughts as the group celebrating hip hop. Yeah, so it is. Oh, another out to February 5th. I think this month is coming out February 5th. So it says the Grammys is a hip hop with historic at 23. Old. This is old. On the Grammys, and they did a segment. This is old. This ain't the one I'm. Because I think it's going to be hosted. And I'm mistaken. It's going to be hosted. By, I think by LL, if I'm mistaken. Yeah. That's why I'm looking it up, because I don't know. Because the 50th Hip Hop Celebration that happened in Yankee Stadium in New York, a lot of people was disappointed because a lot of people who should have been there, a lot of the artists who should have been there, wasn't a part of this, a part of it. And they were saying, like, Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five should have been there. Like, all the rap groups started hip-hop. Those are the acts that should have been in the 50th celebration of hip-hop at Yankee Stadium. I DJ Kool Herc.
Yeah, what about it?
I know DJ Kool Herc.
Okay.
They say is the godfather of hip-hop.
Okay.
He's going through some medical issues, so he can, you know, wasn't there. But what I love, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just recently inducted C. Elliott, Willie Nelson. No, Willie Nelson, Missy Elliott, was it the Four Tops or the Drift? I think it was one. R&B group, and I can't remember which R&B group they were right now, not coming to my brain, but New Edition was the group that did the tribute to them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Herc was honored because LL gave the speech and Herc was honored. Herc finally got his flowers for what he did to pop. An amazing way. Because they were saying that the pioneers of hip hop were honored. How you have the 50th year of hip hop, you don't honor the pioneers. Because I think who they were honoring was like Big Daddy Kane, LL, Rakim. But the ones before them, the ones that got them into hip hop, they wasn't honoring them. That's so messed up. Like, Africa Bambaataa, Soul Sonic Force, The Treacherous Three, I'm trying to think. I can, there's a lot of groups that who started this hip hop that were not honored, and I think the Grammys, which I couldn't find what I was looking for, but the Grammys is going to honor them, and I know LL is going there. Because BET's Hip Hop Awards, they did a 50th celebration, but they honored the producers. They honored producers, like producers created the beats for the rap on. They honored them and Marley Marl, I'm about to say Melly Mel. Marley Marl was honored. And what's sad is when it was telling me about his support, people had to be able to stand up. Because you know, Marl, I think, is like the first producer to samples. I think he's the first to do the samples when making the beat. And they had to mention, they had to, because Kid Capri and Nice was the ones announcing, were on stage, you know, mixing and all that, and they, when he announcing his award, Kid Capri had to mention. And he had to tell the people to get up off their feet. What they don't understand is, I said this before the radio, a lot of people do not know their hip-hop history. There are some people who probably can say, you might say, where did hip-hop originate? And they might tell you they don't know. Who created hip hop? I don't know. And that's terrible that you want to be in this business. You want to be in hip hop, but you don't know anything about hip hop. You understand? Like, that's crazy to me. You don't know about DJ Clark. You don't know about Grandmaster Flash and all other DJs that paved the way in hip hop. You don't know about the B-Boys, the B-Girls. Like, there's five elements of hip hop. Hip hop is not really, rap is just, hip hop is the culture, and for you to want to be a rapper and not know the history of hip hop, that's not good. For anybody who wants to be hip hop and who wants to rap, you need to know the history of how it started. And it begins watching a podcast, and the person in the podcast said, hip hop wasn't created to make the records. That's why hip hop was created, so they artists can make the records and, you know, make money off the records. They didn't create hip hop for that. They didn't hip-hop for it to be commercialized the way it is in Korean hip-hop for that.
Yeah.
Hip-hop rap was a way for them to express themselves, you know, about how they feel about going in there. And a perfect example is by DJ Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Because one of the lines in the song, he said, broken glass everywhere. And with, I'm from New York, Melly Mel, who's part of the Furious Five, who was the rapper, the lead rapper in the message, is from New York. If you walk New York Street at the time they made that song, there were abandoned buildings, there were buildings that got, there were buildings that were down. And they never removed the rubble of the tore down building. So it just sat there. There was a lot with the tore down building still on the lot. If you watch the video message, you will see what Melly Mel is talking about. And that's what New York looked like in the 80s until, you know, people or developers decided, I'm going to make this lot, I'm going to build on it. Either they would take an abandoned lot and build more apartment buildings that people couldn't afford because they weren't making affordable housing. Or they would take the abandoned lot and make stores. So a row of stores. And not a big, they took the lot of that abandoned lot. They would either build housing or they would build stores. So row of stores. Yep. And this is what these developers would do. They would buy lots up to build there. And if they built stores, they created jobs. But no, these developers stuff in neighborhoods that they don't live in. Even though it's create jobs, they are building developments in places they don't live. And what happens is it brings the property value up. And that's what it does. It brings the property value up when you are a developer and you build on land in an area. So if you know in this area is low income housing, and then you build a new building that's going to cost an arm and a leg for people to live in, it brings up the property value, and it's going to be too, and now the area is going to be because you built this expensive building in there for people to live, that now is going to be. The area is going to be too expensive for people to live in, because even if they were to want to buy a house in the area, because you built this building that brought the property value, houses were affordable to you over there, and it's going to be a little bit too expensive. And I was young in the 80s. That was the depiction in the message video. Because where I live now, they are doing that. They are buying up. The store goes out of business. Like, the Korean Mart that went out of business was that. Land developers brought that up and built apartment buildings. So now, it's an apartment building instead of the Korean Mart. The Korean Mart was always business, good business, I think, because, you know, if they own the property land, you know, they have to, they don't own the building, they pay the rent. So if the person owns the rent, even though the store was good, they raise the rent, they can't afford to stay there. So now they have to either, they have to shut down or move to an affordable location, which they did. They moved from over here to an affordable location, but now they have a building just sitting there and nobody planned to use it as a store. No one wants to buy it, so what do you get? Developers, they say, you know what? They go to the town and ask about the property, and this is what we're going to buy the property for. And what they do, they build buildings. We don't need any more apartment buildings that no one can afford to live in. Now, they claim, you know, it's affordable housing, but it ain't really that much. In a one-bedroom or a studio, if it was a studio apartment, $1,200. Who can afford that? Who can afford $1,200 a month to live in a studio apartment? Not a one-bedroom, a studio. When I was, before I moved to where I live now, my friends where we used to live, my friends said, because they raised the rent for a three-bedroom, they raised it to close to, it was close to $1,000 for a three-bedroom. At the time, I was like, why should we pay close to $1,000 for a three-bedroom? When we could just get a, we could get a house and pay the same amount, pay about the same amount on the house. So that's what they did. And that's what a lot of people were doing at that time when apartment buildings were raising their rent. And it's like, okay, I'm paying close to $1,000 for a three-bedroom. Yeah, and even though they didn't have to pay the gas and electric because that was included, but still and all, it's like, why pay that much for when I could just take that money that I would use towards rent and get me a house? And that's what I did. And that's what a lot of people back then were doing. Because then, okay, it's at 900 or something, and then going down, it's going to be $1,500. You're going to be paying the same amount people pay for mortgage, you're going to be paying for an apartment building. For an apartment in an apartment building. It don't make sense. So, but I would say for people who are thinking about getting their own home, I would say if you can find an abandoned lot where you can build a home on, to where you can own the land where you're going to build your home on, That something that would be good if you can do that. Find land, you own the land that your house is going to be built on. Because if you notice, everybody who owns a home, they own the home, but they don't own the land that the house is built on. They own. So when you are in a home tax on the land that your house is built on, Yep. You pay taxes on the land that your house is built on. And six can agree with me, because our parents, you know, live in homes where they... We live in nice homes, but we don't own the land our house sits on. Who already own a home and thinking about, oh, I want to expand my home. I have to check with the city if you can expand your home, because my parents wanted to expand the home. Said you can't. I think you build out, you can't build up. So meaning that you are single family. It's either build up or build out. I can't remember, but single family home. If you want to do like second level, you with the state that you're in, you'll be able to do second level. But you can't build out. Some states have that where you can build out. Meaning, if you want to make it bigger, like push it, you can do it. Some states, but then have it the other way where you can build out, you can't build up. That's why, like, you see houses with decks. Is that because they can? The city is allowing them to build out, but they can't build up because the house I live in have an attic to it. But when the person who owned it before was able to add a second level, that eliminated the attic. Eliminated attic. Okay, let's see. What news is I was watching Martin yesterday, and it was a restaurant in Louisiana.
You said Martin?
Roland Martin. I was watching Roland Martin today.
Okay.
And there's a restaurant in Louisiana where city council is trying to shut down the restaurant. The lady's name, she's a part of the city council. She's trying to get this restaurant shut down because it's in a white neighborhood. It's a soul food restaurant. It's own restaurant that they're trying to shut down because it's in a white neighborhood. So he set his phone where LSC is the college. And what I'm trying to think of the other college that's there. There's another college that's there, but he says he's not far from the two colleges. But this councilwoman is trying to get shut down. So you know how now they have cameras on the street. Like, you are like, you don't know this is there, but on the street, that if you want a red light, they mail you with you run the got cameras. All they gotta do is zoom in, get your license plate, make your ticket. So they have a camera on the street, but the camera is facing the restaurant. And the camera facing the restaurant, so they want to film the restaurant for negative activity, so they have reason shut down. They trying to put violations on the restaurant. Normally, when you get a violation, it's because something in the restaurant is not up to code. And the guy who just said she was trying to take away their liquor license. This lady trying to do everything in her power to shut down this restaurant. So now they have a lawyer, and they're going to sue. Because it's an area that's not known for black people to frequent in Louisiana, shut down the restaurant. Because the lawyer for the city was a part of it as well. They have a conversation to hear them talking about it. And this is like one of the restaurants like, it would be like a, let's say a lobster, it'd be like a Red Lobster. That's called boil and roux. But you know, working class people go there, and because you know it's owned the neighborhood, mainly white people be in, you know, she's trying to shut down, and it's like lady, what are you doing? Violation, whatever they pay them, they fix what the violation is, they're still going to have the restaurant. If you take this, a lot of people think that if you take our business's liquor license, that people are going to go into the business. If the food is good, regardless of the liquor license, the food is good, I'm still going to go to the restaurant. Wow, she's really doing all this to get this restaurant shut down. And then hey, he gets shut down. What's she going to do? She can't. She's going to buy the property. She's going to put this in a restaurant but owned by a white person. No, that don't make sense. And political news, though, you can say that's political, kind of say that's political news, but in other political news, you know, George Santos is expelled from Congress. George Santos was expelled from Congress. And they had the hand as standing there listening to them from Congress. He was tea, meaning he was saying other congressmen of the GOP's business what they were doing. Yep. He was like, you taking me out? I'm going to take them with me. Because you know how they say, oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to take this money, we're going to fix up the school, and like, they wasn't doing that. They was taking money for something else. He was spilling all the, as they say, the tax of the tea. George was doing all that, but congressman said that he got scammed by George Soros. He said George Soros took his credit card and spent $500,000, and then also scammed another and got $100,000 on my credit card. He said $500,000 or $1,000, whichever way he took money from this congressman and this congressman's mother off the credit card. Because when the news people caught him in the hallway, he said yes, he needed to be expelled. This is what he did to me and my mother. But he came in Congress on this. Let him stay there. Found out everything about him was a lie. They let him stay in Congress. And I think the why they let him stay in Congress is because he knew everybody's secrets. You know when people, you know when not one person knows all your secrets that you can't let them go and then fill your secrets. And that's what he did after him when they were expelling him. You was on my dirt. He's out undid. This one did. So, Six, did you hear about Julia Marlies, who said that black people being brainwashed hate Jews? Did you hear that? Hear it or then you might have heard it, but if you didn't hear it, she went on this podcast and she made a comment of saying that black people, because she was talking about going on with Israel, Palestine, so with the Hamas situation, and she was talking about that on this podcast, and somehow because standing behind, black people are not standing behind Israel, that she came out and said that we were brainwashed to hate you. But they said she said, yes, she's Jewish, but she never had a bat mitzvah. Jewish, but she never had a bat mitzvah. So she's not practicing Jew. But she's talking about we were brainwashed to hate Jews. No, we weren't. Then that came out. Gave a lousy apology about it. But yeah. If you don't know who she is, she was on. She's on the CBS show Good Wife. She was also on, was she on Grey's Anatomy? I'm trying to think of the doctor shows. If it's not Grey's Anatomy, then it was the ER? One of the doctor shows she was on. But yeah. And the stuff he was up in, the celebrities say came out and then backlash for, it's something I just recently found out that Tracy Edmonds and Deion Sanders is no longer together after being together for 12 years. Jeez. I thought it was gay marriage. I didn't even know that. It says here, he has joined countless others in Splitsville. Colorado's Deion Sanders and family, Tracy Edmonds, CEO for CL Production Company Edmonds Gaming Group, has called it quits split after 12 years together, ending their engagement, according to news reports. The former couple announced the news on Instagram Sunday night. Everyone who has been there for us, supported us, and shown us love, solution is best for us to move forward in life as friends and have made this decision with love in our hearts for each other and appreciation for the time we've shared together. That is the same when the joint state on Instagram page. Please keep us in your prayers as we go through this transition. Thank you for being there for us all these years. Love you and appreciate you so much. She concluded with praying in a red heart emoji. Continue praises for former fiance. Janice had nothing but great things to say in the comments section of the announcement about Edmonds. Love you, Trace. You've been a true blessing to me. I appreciate the time we shared and the moments we've had. You are an amazing woman and a tremendous mother. God bless you with every endeavor and every step you take. You are her. Tracy. Gold 56 made a movie premiere back in 2012. So Emma's produced. Emma's going to produce his 2014 show, Deion's Family Playbook, which she starred in. He mentioned the two be engaged in 2019. Emma shared two sons, Brandon and Dylan, with their producer, Babies. Oh, I didn't know the second child. Sam with his first, Adam Chambers, daughter, Deion, 31, and son, Deion, June 29. He had three additional children with his second wife, Pilar Bigger Sanders, Gonzalo and Shador, 21, and daughter Salome, 18. I always throw his wife's name mixed up. I think I got her name mixed up with Tracy. He got five kids. Didn't know that. I thought he just had the three. Okay. We're going to get into some trivia. We haven't done it in a while on Six in a Row. We're going to get into some trivia. If Six can get this trivia. Hey, you ready, Six? Six. Okay. Trivia question. When a doctor takes your pulse, at the wrist, they feel for which artery is radial, pulmonary, coronary, axillary. When a doctor takes pulse at the wrist, feel for which artery is a radial, pulmonary, coronary, or axillary.
Coronary.
Which one? at 6?
Yep.
No, I'm asking you to repeat what your answer was.
The one with the C.
So you're saying coronary. And the answer to that, it's not coronary. It says here, this is the answer. When a doctor takes your pulse at the wrist, they feel for the radial artery. The radial artery is one of the major arteries in the human body and along the side of the forearm before it reaches the wrist and burns out to the skin. By palpating the radial artery and rhythm of the heartbeat, providing valuable information about a person's cardiovascular health. This non-invasive technique is commonly used during routine examinations or as part of monitoring a patient's vital signs.
Okay. And I got one wrong. Keep them coming. Come on.
Here's the next one. Which celebrity was part of a World War II firing? Which celebrity was once part of World War II firing? The Julia Charles, B.R.B. White.
B. White.
And Betty White.
Yep.
Nope. 2008, the U.S. government found that Julia Child, kind of color figure, had been part of the World War II ring. Child began to work as a researcher in the strategic services, the precursor to the CIA, she later transferred to the OS Emergency Rescue Section, a unit tasked with addressing the threat of sharks triggering underwater explosions. Child experimented with various concoctions to create a shark repellent to be sprayed in the water near closer to other sharks. Child later referred to it as the first recipe in her career. I was Julia Child. I don't know where you got Betty White, but here's the next one. Which movie star was a regular cast member on the sitcom The Facts of Life? Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. Was a regular on a sitcom The Facts of Life. I know this name.
That would be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, you're 0 for 3. It's George Clooney.
George Clooney?
Yes. Before Clooney became a superstar, he led the recurring handyman George Burnett on 2 seasons of Teen Six and The Facts of Life. Clooney characterized his performance on the show as the worst combination of overconfidence and bad acting ever seen in your life. After his stint on the show, Clooney appeared on The Golden Girls and had a supporting role on Roseanne. However, it was his portrayal of Dr. Doug Ross in the 90s television series ER that catapulted him to widespread fame, leading to memorable roles in the Times Ocean's 11, Syriana, and The Perfect Storm. Fox was my show, so I knew it was George Clooney.
Okay. I thought he played in ER. I thought George Clooney played in ER.
He did.
Okay.
All right. That's, we're going to the next one. So you're 0-3. You ain't getting not one right.
I know. All right. Come on.
Here's another one. Let me go. Which popular folk tune prominently mentioned the state of Alabama? Yankee Doodle, Home on the Range, Hosanna, This Land Is Your Land. Which
popular tune
prominently mentions the state of Alabama? Yankee Doodle, Home on the Range, Oh Susanna, This Land Is Your Land.
Oh Susanna.
You got one right. It's Oh Susanna. Oh Susanna, don't you call me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Oh Susanna.
Yeah.
You got
wow.
one, you got... One for
that.
That's terrible six. You're 1-3.
I love that. Heartthrob. Heartthrob. Love that.
Okay. Okay. Let me get at least
one.
Get another one, right?
Here's the next one. Which folk hero is commemorated by a 26-foot tall statue in Bird, Minnesota? Is it Paul Robin Hood, Johnny Appleseed, and Tell? Which folk hero is commemorated by a 6-foot tall statue in Brainerd, Minnesota? Paul Bunyan, Robin Hood, Johnny Appleseed, or William Tell? I think I know
Paul
who
Bunyan.
It is.
Paul Bunyan.
You going with Paul Bunyan?
Yeah.
Okay. You are correct, Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan is a legendary figure in American folklore, celebrated for his colossal size, strength, and larger-than-life feats. Among the many tributes to the iconic legend, that city of Brainerd, Minnesota, boasts a remarkable 26-foot statue in his honor. This imposing monument stands at testament enduring the sea of Paul Bunyan, who is said to have shaped the landscape of the mighty axe, accompanied by loyal blue ox babe. According to local legend, Minnesota's 10,000 lakes were created by Paul Bunyan's footprints, filling with water as he explored the state. Right, here's the next one. So you're 2-3 now. Here's the next one. Which world leader once simultaneously held titles of King of Macedonia, King of Persia, and the Pharaoh of Egypt? Is it Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, William the Conqueror? Which leader once simultaneously held the titles of King of Macedonia, King of Persia, and of Egypt? The Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, William the Conqueror. Which one?
Tutankhamun. Didn't you say Tutankhamun?
I said William the Conqueror. Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, and Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan, I'm sorry. Genghis Khan.
Let's see. You're too far. The answer is, born in 356 BCE, Alexander ascended to the throne of Macedonia following assassination of his father, Philip II. In 336 BCE, he went on to conquer the vast Persian Empire, defeating the ruler, Darius III, proclaiming himself king of Persia. His military campaigns further extended to Egypt, where he was welcomed as a liberator and assumed the title of Pharaoh of Egypt. By the age of 30, Alexander had created the largest empires in history. Stretching from Greece to northwestern India, he is widely considered to be the greatest military commander in history. The answer was Alexander the Great.
Okay.
So you're 2-4. Here's the next. Here's the next one. At least we got to make it even. Be at least 4-4. Which word is neither a Grammy-winning singer, a Grammy-winning producer, or a popular shoe company? Which word is either a Grammy-winning singer, a Grammy-winning producer, or a popular shoe company? You got Timberlake, Timberlake, which is spelled T-I-M-B-A-L-A-K-E, and you got Timberland, the shoe company.
Timberland so and Justin
which
Timberlake.
Which word is neither a Grammy-winning singer, a Grammy-winning producer, or a shoe company?
You said which? Timberlake.
But which one?
What you mean?
Justin Timberlake spell. How does Justin Timberlake spell his last name?
T-I-M. B-E-R-L-A-K-E.
Okay. The other one that's listed is spelled T-I-M-B-A-L-A-K-E. And the question is asking which word neither a Grammy singer, Grammy winner, or a shoe company. That's the right answer, but spelling, you have the spelling wrong.
Oh.
I give it to you because you did have the right answer. But it's the spelling with the T-M-B-A-L-A-K-E. That's the one they're looking for. They don't want, even though it's Timberlake,
okay.
That's the one they're looking for.
Okay.
It says, although the names appear to be similar, Timberlake, Timberland, different successful in their own areas. Timberlake is a great winning singer. All of his smooth vocals and dynamic performances. Timberland is, on the other hand, is a Grammy-winning producer for his groundbreaking work in the music industry, producing for numerous R&B artists. Timberland is renowned footwear and outdoor apparel company. So even though you have you're 3-4.
Okay.
Let's see if you can be 4-4. Here's the next one. Which actress contributed to the case of E.T., the extraterrestrial? Is it Sally Field, Meryl Streep, Deborah Winger, Susan Sarandon? Which actress contributed to the voice of E.T., the extraterrestrial? Is it Sally Field, Meryl Streep, Deborah Winger, Susan Sarandon?
Susan Sarandon.
Is the major voice for E.T. was performed by Pat Welsh, an elderly woman from California. Welsh smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, gave her voice quality that sound creator Ben Burtt fell in love with. Burtt carefully blended voices and tones to create the voice of E.T., including those of the actress Deborah Winger. So it was Deborah Winger, not Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
So you are 3 for 5.
Damn.
You are 3 for 5.
That's the lowest score ever.
You are 3 for 5.
All right, what's
we
the
still
next
have one? Some time.
What's the next one?
Okay. Here's the next one. In the 1994 film The Lion King, Nathan Lane's Timon, what kind of animal? Is he a baboon, a hyena, a warthog, or a meerkat? I know the answer.
A baboon.
But that's the answer. You go with it. So that's your answer.
It was a high.
Cherokee named Timon. Meets us. Animals belonging to the mongoose family, native to the arid regions of southern Africa, recognized distinct appearance characterized by a body, pointed face, and dark patches on their eyes. In the kingdom, Timon forms an inseparable bond with Pumba, a warthog, and together they provide a dose of comic relief throughout the Timon lives easygoing of eating and sleeping under problem-free philosophy called Aquamatana. So you are 3 for 6 now.
Yeah, it's the lowest score for the history of 6 in a row.
Let's see. One more.
Damn.
American military leader is remembered for declaring the phrase "I shall return." Is it Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, George S. Patton, George Washington? Which American military leader is remembered for declaring the iconic phrase "I shall return"? Is it Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, George Patton, or George Washington?
George Carver.
You know George Carver, George Patton, George Washington.
George Washington.
3 for 7. It is the iconic phrase I shall return that's forever associated with Douglas MacArthur, a distinguished American political leader. He uttered these words in 1942 during the World War II, specifically after the Japanese captured the Philippines as the supreme commander of the Allied forces in the Pacific. MacArthur made his promise, signifying his commitment to returning and liberating the Philippines from enemy occupation. This declaration became a symbol of resilience and determination by MacArthur's leadership during a critical period in American military history.
Damn. So let's see if we can get him on the show next week. Hello?
How are you going to get someone who passed away years ago on a show?
They didn't say he passed away.
We know there's not. And you know how old to be right now?
About 100?
No. Nope. He passed out.
Oh, I guess he ain't gonna be on the show then.
I'm gonna look it up.
Well, the heartthrob is still here. The heartthrob.
Okay, all right. Still hanging out with us, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you.
So, Haiti, he's born January 26th of 1880. He died April 5th of
1964. Oh, wow.
Okay. So, he was 80. Okay. So, we're going to figure this out. If you, it would be 143 years old.
Oh, wow.
He
ain't gonna be on the show.
Yes. I've heard people pass into 104, 105, but not no 143.
Wow.
Remember, he was in 80, so he's gonna be over 100. Let's who else was on our list? Let's see. George S. Patton. Okay. George S. Patton. Let's see.
So,
he was born November 11th, 1885. And then he died December 1st, 1945. So, he was 5 years younger than the author.
Yeah, MacArthur will be on the show next week.
So MacArthur right now will be 143. So you know he's 100 and... Oh, wow. It's that time to say goodbye to tuning with us on 6 and Roll. I'm going to start on 6 Hours Radio. I'll be back later for the indie experience. I'll be here
with
the same time.
All right, next week.
Okay, and the next show on 6 Hours Radio is Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It's the standard time right here on 6 Hours Radio. All you got to do is call 243-242-5619. And at 4 p.m., oh, how about that? The Children's Bible Study is at 4 p.m. And what is the number of stations? I don't know about it yet.
That's 515-605-9340.
Okay, that's the Children's Bible Study. We appreciate you as always. We'll be back next week with another great show of at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to join in the conversation? Even dial 845-777-356 or 424-249-617. We'll see you back. And Heartthrob for calling in.
Thank you. From the Annies.
So, we appreciate you. It's time to say goodbye. See you at the next show. Peace, one love.
All right, peace out. Heartthrob from